CD 2. Track 19.
Some people like the ballet or the opera. That's cool. Other people prefer jazz. That's cool too. Some even like folk music. Why not? Others love admiring landscapes or sculptures in art galleries or visiting exhibitions of ancient masterpieces in museums. It's not my cup of tea, but if that's what turns you on, it's okay with me. Then there are the TV addicts. They never miss an episode of their favourite soap operas, and they can tell you the name of every talentless presenter on television. And I don't criticise them for that. My girlfriend's father is the newsagent's best friend. He reads three papers every day, two broadsheets and a tabloid for the sport, two weekly magazines, and he's subscribed to a monthly political review. He watches almost every news broadcast and current affairs programme on television.
This is the news.
And listens to the radio when he goes out.
Shall we have fish for dinner, George? George?
Oh, sorry, dear. Did you say something? I was listening to the news.
And I just say it's his life and he can do what he likes. So, why does everyone think there's something wrong with me just because of what I like doing in my free time? I like playing video games. What's the problem with that? Well, the thing is, I'm an adult. I'm 27 and people think I'm too old for video games. They don't know what they're talking about. Apparently, 56% of all gamers are aged between 24 and 44. Millions of intelligent adults around the world enjoy playing video games. Why? Because video games are good. You need to use your brain a lot more than you do to watch TV. They're full of excitement and drama.
Come on! Come on! Come on! Yes!
And in my humble opinion, they're a lot more fun than the opera. So if you're an adult and you love video games, don't be shy. Tell everyone you know and tell them why. There's nothing to feel ashamed of.
Game over.